I'm going to play a little game of what if with you, okay? What if you guys win a few of those games early on that you should have won? I use a game like Kansas City, for example. I know the Saints, I think they suffered a loss too as well, didn't they? I mean, didn't you guys lose to KC as well? I mean,
yeah, we lost all.
As you look at the way your season has developed, do you guys look at yourselves as potentially a playoff team that just didn't deliver?
Yeah, we look at ourselves as a playoff team that just lost a couple of close games. You know, we gave two or three games away, the Seattle game, the first Atlanta game we played, and also the Temple Bay game we played at home. We feel like we didn't want those games. We didn't put ourselves in a better situation at the end of this year.
With the stuff with Cam Newton, you guys are like a lot of teams in the NFL. You go like your quarterback goes. When Cam is playing well, the Panthers seem to do well. Is that a good assessment, do you think, Brandon?
Yes. That's a great assessment because when he's come out there, he's hot, he's hitting, he's getting the ball, spread the ball around, he's running the ball, and he's getting to a little groove. We all kind of go off him. You know, we all kind of feed off our leader, and when our leader's not having such a good day, you know, you can see it on everybody else.
How are you guys? I know you've won two of your last three, and you seem to be playing well. Do you guys feel like that you're playing well at this stage, you know?
Yeah, you know, everybody feels like we're playing well, but it's kind of a bittersweet moment because we feel like we've been playing like this all year long. And if we'd been playing like this all year long, we could have won a lot of those close games, and we lost.
How about the feeling with Coach Rivera? Do you feel like you've got a win Sunday, or do you feel like you've had to win this the last month just to save this guy's job? Is that a conversation for you guys in the locker room?
No, not really. That's not a conversation because we know we got a good coach here. Hopefully he'll come back, and we all want him back. And, you know, our job's on the line also. You know, we got a new GM, so we got to go out there and play for ourselves, and we got to play for coach.
Obviously, you like LSU in the national bowl game. Who do you like in the national championship game, Alabama and Notre Dame, Brandon?
I like Bama. I'm not a Bama fan at all, but I think they're just too strong for Notre Dame right now. I just think they're too strong on defense, and then they can score on offense.
Last question, I think, for you. Your numbers have dramatically improved in this year, third year. How do you feel that your game is coming along?
I'm in rock to keep improving and getting better. I feel like I improved a lot over the last couple of years, and I hear the lies of the game from other DBs. So you got to keep doing what I'm doing, learn as much as I can from Smitty while he's here, and keep getting better.
Brandon, with your college background here, do your juices get going a little bit when you play the Saints? Do you come back home?
Yeah, I always just come out and try to have a special game to play to the Saints. A lot of my old college teammates, they're still down there in Louisiana, and they always come to the game. They always get me here the week of the game.
Hey, Brandon, how out of character was that incident with Cam Newton and the referee? Did that catch you guys by surprise?
I really didn't know what happened because I was down the field. All I heard was, man, Cam got a flag, and he came to the huddle, and he apologized to us. And I was like, what's going on? Everybody was like, yeah, he got a flag, got the ref face. But it was real surprising because Cam always keeps his composure. He never let that get to him.